Many Americans fight a losing battle against fat, but for some it's so severe they're willing to spend tens of thousands of dollars undergoing potentially risky weight loss surgery.
You have to eventually get to the point where you can say, you know what, I can't do this by myself.
This 30-year-old woman, we'll call her Barb, has not had weight loss surgery but is considering it. She spent 2 years researching the topic.
I've been at least overweight, if not obese, my entire life, and have tried everything.
I had tried almost everything.
That's 26-year-old Josh Cole of Fontana. He, like Barb, has had a lifelong struggle with the scale.
I tried every diet there was. Atkins, watching what I ate, all that, nothing worked.
For them, body mass index, or BMI, is as common an acronym as ATM. She wants a reversible surgical procedure where a silicone band is placed around the stomach. It can be removed or adjusted after weight is lost, or better alternatives are available to control obesity.
I'm pretty confident that there's going to be better options in the future.
But Dr. Michael Guerin isn't so sure. The assistant professor of surgery at UW-Madison says safer, less invasive weight loss procedures could be a decade away.
There's no magic bullet on the horizon. We've seen some wonderful medications come on the market, and they may be effective, but then we learn that there's a major problem with the medication.
UW Hospital does not offer the lap band procedure that Barb wants. Many insurance companies consider it experimental. Guerin also points out that temporary fixes are like diets. Once you stop, the weight tends to come back. Dr. Guerin did a different permanent procedure on Josh, who was extremely hesitant at first.
I thought, why would I want to be undoing nature and changing things around? And I was kind of against it at first. And then I thought more about it, and now it's probably one of the best things I've done. This is the best I've felt my whole life.
Josh says that, despite having complications which left him unable to eat or drink until scar tissue could be removed, Dr. Guerin and his partner perform as many as 6 laparoscopic gastric bypass a week at UW Hospital. In addition, open bypass operations are done.
The youngest we've done is 22. We have done a 67-year-old who is remarkably fit despite her obesity. And we're constantly being asked about performing the procedure in the pediatric population. That's still a really controversial area, if you ask me.
It also concerns Barb, who worries these kinds of surgeries will be considered a fad instead of a very expensive, life-changing, sometimes life-saving procedure.
Young people and people with low BMIs just sort of jumping into it, and it's not for people like that. It's for people literally like me.
Weight loss surgeries are on the rise. The Wisconsin Hospital Association says they doubled in just a year. That despite the fact insurance coverage is difficult, if not impossible, to get. Pre-approval procedures require patients show 2 years of unsuccessful weight loss treatment. And even if coverage is granted, Guerin says it may not pay for the entire $30,000 cost of surgery, medication, hospital stay, and possible additional expenses for complications.
That is a huge, huge issue. That is clearly, in my mind, what is preventing many people from having the surgery, is the lack of insurance coverage.
Money isn't the only concern. There's risk. The UW quotes a death rate of 1 for every 200 weight reduction surgeries. And there's stigma. If Barb has the lap band surgery she wants, only her immediate family will know, not her friends, and certainly not her coworkers.
Fat people are people who are judged their whole lives on a daily basis. So when you decide you want to lose weight, it's difficult to tell people because then they start to pay attention to what you look like even more so than they did before. And it adds a lot of pressure.
The risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, and other serious weight-related health problems is the deciding factor for many.
I'm afraid of what will happen to me if I don't lose the weight.
Those wanting support or information about weight loss surgery will find they're not alone. It spawned a cottage industry where support groups abound. There's Bandsters, a website all about lap band surgery, and there's ObesityHelp.com, where members offer encouragement and details about different procedures and surgeons. There's even a number of advocacy attorneys who help obese persons get insurance coverage and fight employment discrimination. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.